You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 with Reedy Grabby. Email her on reedy@702.co.za.
And he won the Comrades Marathon in 2014. That was the down run, if I'm not mistaken. And he comes back again in 2017 to win the up run. I'm talking about Wungmusa Mthembu, winner of the Men's Comrades Marathon. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you, Wungmusa. I mean, this is such a wonderful, wonderful achievement. You've been here before with your previous victory, but what does it mean for you? I mean, yesterday when you reached that finish line and there was no one in front of me, in front of you, and when you hugged your son, I mean, I think there wasn't a dry eye anywhere. It was such a special moment. Take us there. How did you feel?
Yeah, it was, man. It was a hard day to me yesterday. The guys were very tough from start to finish, and because, I mean, we've been running Comrades, and yeah, I mean, talking about up run, it's been very, very difficult for me. But I'm quite happy the way I ran, and my plan really worked very well. Hmm. And coming to the finish, I didn't expect that I would find my son, like, because he never come to watch me.
Wow.
He's been on the TV, but this was very over emotional, and quite the whole of my family, in fact, was there, because I didn't know they were going to be there, but actually the whole of my family was there. So it was quite awesome.
At which point did you think, did it dawn to you, Guti, you've got this in the bag, that you're going to win? Because, you know, when you're running, it's not over until it's over. You don't know who's behind you, how far they are. You're getting more and more tired. You're climbing up poly shots. At which point did you think, it's done, I'm going to do this?
No, firstly, it was because of the time. If you could see, we were not fast from even towards halfway.
Mm.
So by the time we were reached on top of Drummond, I could see the guys, they could come a little bit, the trick they do. So I just stick out there up until Drummond. That's where in those hills, I could see they're a little bit struggling, because that's what I did in my training, just to focus on running. But yeah, man, the only thing that I can say mostly I did is to not fear to run. That, I think that's the most thing I did today. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Wungmusa, I mean, you've won the down run and the up run for elite athletes like yourself. I mean, for those of us who just want to get a medal, there isn't like a strategy. You're just training and you're running from beginning to end. But you guys are in it to win. Your race day strategy for an up run versus a down run, were they very different?
Absolutely, they are. Because as you can say, if we talk about Wungmusa, they were always expecting something. So each and every time we train, or I train for peak. But if it doesn't work the way people thought it was going to work, but we just came back and do the correction and moving forward.
Mm.
So as I'm saying, I'm quite happy that on yesterday the plan worked very well, and all the supporters from my team and my other guys who were along the route supporting us, I think they are very proud of me, and they've seen that it's not about waking up early mornings for nothing. We are really trying to put ourselves and with all of our heart.
Yeah. How did you find the weather, Wungmusa? A lot of people were talking about how hot it was and how difficult it was. And I imagine for you, as you train, the weather conditions, what do you prepare for? Does it affect the way you hit that road at all?
Yeah, lucky for me, my training sessions was only maybe like 10:30 to 12:30 or to 1:00. So because I know Comrade, it's hard about those times between 8:30 to 11:00. So I was trying to be on the road during those times. Luckily, that's where I was doing my training. We had a nice weather, sunny weather. Mm. Up until the last 4-3 weeks, that's where we had that snow that we had in track and field.
I'm always curious to know, Wungmusa, elite athlete like yourself, everybody else, they stop, you have a sandwich on the side, you have some water, you have an apple, you have this. We don't see you guys doing that. I mean, from beginning to end, what do you eat? What do you eat along 86, 89 kilometers?
No, you try by all means. As you said, we train. So that means even our training, that's what we're trying to do. Just have to eat maybe a day before so that you can be, by the time we hit the race, we have something on the food. But yeah, man, sometimes we used to hear that there were like oranges, bananas, mahew, all this kind of stuff. But I mean, you will try. You try to focus on the race. You can't. Because each and every second on ourselves is very counted.
Yeah, that's very fascinating because, you know, people pack their bags and they leave their families are at this, point to give them food and stuff. And to just see you guys just going all out. I mean, which are the runners? Who are the runners that you respect? I've just read an article now on Times Live. Gift Kilehe is talking about you, and I think Gift came third. And I mean, he talks about you in glowing terms. He talks about how obviously he was trying to get there, but you were just too fast, just too far, and mentally superior. And he's saying such wonderful things about you. Who are the runners that you respect? The runners who make you nervous when you see their names, you think, Joe, it may not be my chance.
No, man. Firstly, honestly, you just look at the coach first, the coaches that we had. When you talk about comrades, I mean, honestly, there is no coach here in comrade. When you talk about comrade, it's like John. So that guy has got a group of guys that can give you a lot of problem along the on the road. So, but the most important thing, we just respect him. But I think even them, they know me. They know us as a group. So we have to focus on ourselves. That should be our advantage. But I'm trying to say that that's what we did. We just focused on ourselves. I respect the whole guys mostly. They mostly got the top 10 in comrades. I respect all of them. But once the gun goes, I have to focus on my race.
Indeed.
I have to focus on our plan. So I think that's what we did. Yesterday.
You did a wonderful job. Congratulations. And now you're resting. It's winter and we'll see you on the road again. Thank you very much, Bungusa. Congrats.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bungusa Mtembu, winner of the Men's Comrades Marathon. Of course, the coach that he's talking about is Coach John Hamlet, very renowned in this field. Well done, everyone. I have so many friends of mine who ran. Some didn't make it. It's tough. I've got about 5-6 people I know who didn't make it. I was looking at Thabo Dlothi, former CEO of Liberty, 8:26. Romeo Khumalo, 8:53. He gets that coveted Bill Rowan medal. Father Teboho Matsike, if you've got kids at St. David's, Maris Brothers, 9 hours, 13 minutes. I mean, these are just really incredible, hardworking people who've got jobs and families, but they get up in the morning just to go and test themselves. Here's Chariots of Fire, because this is the song that plays just before that gun goes off at 5:30. Congratulations, all of you who did it.